Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Boland.
November is Adoption Awareness Month. All week, I've been interviewing Karen. She's been telling her love story of being adopted. She came to America because of the Refugee Relief Act of 1953, found herself in New York City and then in Utah, and then ended up in Nebraska because her father had passed away and Nebraska allowed single-parent adoption. Karen, tell us about your growing up years and then just before your 16th birthday, what happened?
All right. Yes, we moved to Nebraska because of the state law. My mother and I were very close, a typical home in so many ways. Went to a parochial school, K through 8th grade. Finally got all the paperwork ready, and it was probably about 10 months later, I was officially adopted. We had great times. My adopted mother and I went scooter riding. She loved to bowl. One of the things she always told me was to get an education. She was a nurse. I can always remember that she told me, make sure you get an education, which came later to be very important because before I was 16, she got bone cancer when I was 13. And a month before I turned 16, my sophomore year at high school, she dies. And that was devastating, totally devastating to me. It was a very dark period in my life, but it's amazing how God got me through all this. And I did go on to college and get a career to become a teacher. And I owe that really all to her because she always instilled in me to work hard and to keep pressing on. It was a tough thing, though.
I love, though, how God wove his thread of grace. So from Germany, ending up in Nebraska, getting a college degree, losing both of your adoptive parents. Join us tomorrow as we conclude the conversation and Karen shares her life scripture and not only the blessing of being adopted, but spiritual adoption from the Heavenly Father.